What are you saying you can't do because? Denial is the stage where you stop, okay? You want to really be aware of how you stop. What stops you? What are your limiting beliefs? What are your limiting habits? What habits are you in that just are not serving you anymore? Okay, so let's talk in this episode of The Unstoppable Woman, what it takes to actually actualize on your goals, what you want to achieve, what you want out of life. Like, what does that actually take? And what's the methodology? What are the steps that successful people all take? So I want to break this down for you. I've put it into a format that I call the manifestation matrix. Because manifestation just is a fancy word for creation. Like, how do we create what we want? How do we actualize our results? How do we manifest something from idea to actual reality, 3D reality that we can experience, hold in our hands, have, not just think about or fantasize about. Now, I love the visualization. I love the visioning. I love the fantasy. I love fantasizing, I should say. I love that creative agency piece where you're in the playing with ideas, the playing with everything that is all the potentialities. And if you want to actually have the life that you want, that extraordinary life where you pinch yourself and go, oh my God, I did it. I freaking did it. Hell yeah. And then you go for more, and then you go for more, and then you go for more. And you're like, wow, it just keeps getting better and better. Holy smokes. I'm actually living this life that is bigger and better than I ever thought possible, or I dreamed of, but I didn't know if it was possible for me. Like, how do you actually move into the reality of that? That's so important. So we want to look at what it takes to make manifest all that you desire. So let's break it down. I call this the manifestation matrix, and it's something that, you know, we'll post in the show notes how to get a visual, a copy of this, because it's something that, you know, if you have a print of out of, it's useful to keep on your desk and see, right? Have in front of you. So we'll figure out, I guess I would like, hey team listening to this, let's put this on the free stuff link. I think that would be the best place for this, okay? So I want to make sure that people have a visual that they can like download immediately so that they can follow along with this teaching. So the first step in the manifestation matrix is desire, okay? You can't get what you want if you don't know what you want. It's sort of obvious. And yet so many of us have been taught that it's not okay to have what we want, to own what we want, to really go for and claim those desires, big, juicy desires, not just like, I'd like an orange right now, right? Like really big desires. It was this kind of a silly example, but like a small example in business would be like, a financial goal that's very small versus very large for you. So the first thing that you want to do is really own your desires. What do you really want? What do you really, really want? Not what you think you can achieve, not what you think is all right for you to have, not what you think is acceptable or reasonable or the humble thing to wish for or what someone else thinks is appropriate to you. I remember when I was in high school applying to college, or maybe it was when I had first come back from college and, you know, on a break, and I hadn't yet picked my major. And a neighbor said to me, pick something practical like accounting. You want to be able to get a good, solid job. And I remember like all the parts of me shrinking from that, like feeling, not that accounting, being an accountant is bad. For someone, like I love my accountant. Anyone need a great accountant? Hit me up. I'll tell you who my accountant is. She is freaking fantastic. And she comes at it from a growth mindset and expansion and helping people really build their businesses in a tremendous way. She's all for growth from that matter and not from shrinking. But when this person told me, this neighbor told me, go do something practical, get your finance degree. That's not my purpose in life. That's not what I was put here on earth to do. And I felt this huge contraction. But there was a part of me that thought, oh, is he right? Should I just do something practical? Is that the right thing to do? And there's this thing that happens where we think of other people's voices, other people's opinions, other people's stories, and we give them authority over us. We start questioning our own truth. And this happens very much with the people that we admire quite a bit, or who have been in our lives quite a bit, or who we have considered the people that we love and where we get our sense of security from. So oftentimes this is our parents or our partners. So maybe your husband or wife or life partner or business partner or girlfriend or boyfriend has a particular money story or has a particular risk story or has particular stance in life about what is right and what's wrong and what you should do and what you shouldn't do and what's appropriate to want or what's not appropriate to want. And you're following that. You're giving that person the authority over what you want. And this comes from a lack. We're taught this very young, to trust other people's opinion of what's right and wrong, safe or not safe. Now, when we're kids, we are 100% dependent on our parents or our caretakers, you know, the people who were in our lives, who were providing us food and shelter and teaching us how to navigate the world. And so in the beginning, it's really important to listen to others. They're teaching us not to you know, run into traffic or get hit by cars or do things that are going, like jump off cliffs. Like, we don't know. We're kids. Like, there are things that are going to affect our ability to thrive in this world and quite frankly, live rather than die in this world. So, you know, we listen and we give authority over to other people. And yet that becomes a habit that is ingrained, a way of being that is ingrained. It's a subconscious program that is kept in motion until we realize that it's controlling our lives and stopping us from what we truly desire, what our extraordinary life would look like, what living our purpose, our passion, our stepping into our greatness would look like. So you really have to take a step back from what is reasonable or what you think is right or what you think other people will approve of, and instead ask yourself, what do you really want? What is that? What have you always fantasized about but never spoken out loud? What have you always desired but never thought quite possible? Or you're saying, later, when I do X, Y, and Z first. What if you brought that forward and really claimed it now? What are the things that kind of, well, not kind of, but really do scare you? What, you know, scare in that excited but scary, because they're totally big ass goals that, like, you have no idea how you're going to achieve. What are those? So what do you really want? And when you're looking at it from a business or career perspective, you want to really get clear on, well, what is that big desire? Okay? Think financially, think impact, think what would light you up in life, all of that. Okay, the next thing that you're going to want to look at is denial. What are you saying you can't do because? Denial is the stage where you stop Okay. You want to really be aware of how you stop, what stops you, what are your limiting beliefs, what are your limiting habits, what habits are you in that just are not serving you anymore? What are you saying to yourself that stops you? What are the voices in your head that stop you? What are the things that you're doing? Are you procrastinating? Are you distracted? Do you not know how to focus? Do you not have self-trust? Are you not committed to yourself? Are you scattered all over the place? Are you putting other people first? Are you putting the wrong things first? Are you scared of taking action? Do you overthink things? How you stop yourself, there's 1,001 different ways. And there's surface level ways of stopping yourself that you can really see probably yourself. And then there's that freaking blind spot that you can't see for yourself that is causing you to go off track, and you need to figure out what that is. And that often requires something from the outside to help you see that. Usually it's another person who can astutely assess where you're stopping and the fundamental drivers of that. Okay. So that's where a mentor comes in, quite frankly. The next step, and let me take a moment to talk about steps here. I'm talking about them sequentially in steps, but I call it a matrix because when you get into growth, when you really commit to being unstoppable and like creating your extraordinary life and not being like, hey, this is good enough, right? Like, I'm okay with what I have. I'm going to accept this. Now, this is not to say that we want to tell ourselves that what we have is shit and get down on ourselves. No, right? You want to acknowledge and celebrate all your wins, but you also want to have a level of truth about, hey, I'm ready for more. I now want this, because your desires and wants are going to continue to grow. That's a good thing. Desire is causative. It calls you forward into more. It causes you to step into more. It causes you to become more. That's good. You always want more and more desire. And this, what I have achieved is not good. It's just that you're ready for more now. Celebrate what you've achieved. Go for more. Okay. So we're talking about these in steps, yet it's a matrix, which means that you will be crossing over. And when you get the visual on this, you'll see it. All the points on the circle connect to each other, and it's not always linear. And you need to look at where you are in the manifestation matrix, because it will shift multiple times. It will shift daily. It will shift moment to moment. It will shift. Heck, sometimes you claim a desire and then the next instant you're like, oh, I can't have that. That's going from desire to denial instantaneously. Okay. And then you might go back, no, this is what I really want. You're going back and forth. You want to see where you're at and where you're spending most of your time. Okay. Because you want to spend most of your time, obviously, in the places that are going to move you forward rather than keep you stuck and spinning in circles. Okay. So the next thing is decision. You have to learn how to decide and how to decide quickly. So you've seen what you want. You go into that denial phase. Oh no, I can't have that. That's not me for me. That's for someone else. And then you need to decide, heck yes, this is what I'm going for. I have been given this desire for a reason, okay? And it's the truth. That's my divine calling. To me, desire is spirit speaking to me and through me, okay? It's the universe saying, sweetheart, own it. This is your path. This is where you're made to go. Follow it. So desire is causative. But then you have to decide, I am doing this. And you have to decide in a very burn the bridges, no other way. This is happening no matter what. I'm committed kind of decision. Okay. And that usually means that you have to take immediate action on it. Very decisive, immediate action. Sometimes that looks like you know, making a public declaration. Sometimes that looks like investing in yourself in a big way that's like, holy smokes, now I need to get the return on investment so that I don't go back. Sometimes that means taking some sort of action in your business that is about sharing with your team, this is what we're doing. And then, you know, everyone's moving in the same direction along the same path, right? So decision, decision, decision. This is happening no matter what. Okay. Next up is expectation. There's two poles to manifestation, to calling things in. One pole is desire. The other pole is expectation. So we have desire and expectation. You must want what you want and be clear about that. But if you don't expect it to happen, you won't do the things that cause that to come into fruition, come into being, come into actualization, move from the spiritual idea, which is the desire, into the actual physical manifestation of what you want. You must expect it to happen. Think about it. You say you want to make 10K. You say you want to make 100K. You say you want to make a million. But then if you think, I don't think that's going to happen for me. I don't think it's going to, I don't expect it to happen quickly. I don't expect it to happen this month. I don't expect it to happen without me suffering. I don't expect it to happen without me being overwhelmed. I don't expect it to happen without people being angry or disappointed in me. I don't expect it to happen with ease, right? Like, what are your expectations around creating this? Be clear about that. Because that's going to be a huge part of your ability to call this in. Okay, next phase, opening and receiving. You must be open and receive the new ideas, new opportunities, new money coming in, new cash flow. You know, sometimes I hear people say, you know, I'm gonna cut off. This actually was something that a client brought up recently. She's like, she did all the work. Okay, well, the work never stops, but she did all the work of that phase, right? She raised her prices. She learned how to do sales. She stepped into a higher value of herself. She did the outreach, and she was full. You know, she doubled her rates and got a full coaching practice. She moved through all the challenges and stayed the freaking course. I was so freaking proud of her. And now her business, she can't take on any more clients right now. So she thinks, and she was going to put, you know, a waitlist sign up. And I was like, hey, 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 stay open. Keep that door open. Okay. Double your prices again. And keep the door open. Do not close the flow, okay? This is about like keeping the flow going, staying open. And she was open to that coaching, which was so important. Now, that's another thing, just a little note there. You have to be open to advice, doing new things, getting out of your own way, taking the path of that's more challenging than less challenging, right? Sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to do the hard thing. You have to be open to the needle moving action that might be new for you or challenging. And you have to stay open to receiving that kind of advice and then going and taking the action on it, which is the next step, by the way, is action. Okay. But let's stay with staying open. So what I coached her on was double your prices, and from a place of feeling flush and secure, then have those, you know, speak to the new people coming your way. Don't stop the marketing. And when that person signs up at double the rate, fantastic. Okay. You have space in your schedule for that. Trust me. And she was nodding her head. Yes, absolutely. And then I said, and when you get to be too full at that rate, double your rate again and train people underneath you to do the work that you were doing with people that were paying your current rates. You know, this is how you leverage with team. You create, you train great people on your team to execute your methodology, and then you leverage and scale. Okay, this is really important. But she had to stay open to the idea, and she has to stay open to the flow of new clients coming her way. So staying open is a very feminine aspect. It's part of your feminine aspect. You have to be able to receive. You have to be able to receive the new stuff. So I want you to take in these 5 first steps of the manifestation matrix, and then I'm going to, in our next episode, talk about the next 3 steps in the manifestation matrix and go into depth on those. So let's summarize these. We have desire, denial, decision, expectation, and staying open. And you're going to want to ask yourself questions on all of these. What do I really want? That's desire. Where am I getting in my own way? Consciously or unconsciously? That's denial. What if, am I in full decision? Am I decided? Okay. Is this happening? Hell or high water. Am I fully committed to myself? Am I expecting it? What am I expecting to happen? Really look at that. What am I expecting to happen? How am I expecting it to happen? When am I expecting it to happen? Dig into that. And then, are you staying open or are you closing yourself up? Are you staying open to opportunities? Are you staying open to ideas? Okay. Are you staying open to cash flow, quite frankly? Okay. Are you opening the channels for money to come to you? So take a look at all of those first 5 pieces to the manifestation matrix. And remember that you might jump. I have this desire, but I'm not open to it. Oh, look at that. Okay. Or I have this desire, but I'm not expecting it to come easily to me. Oh, look at that. I have this desire, but then I'm jumping to being indecisive. Oh, that's how I'm denying myself. Do you see how that all works together? Oh, I'm denying myself. I'm not open to it. I'm denying myself. My expectations are not in alignment with what I want. Okay. So look at how it's a matrix as well. Okay. Rock it out. Be unstoppable. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much and be unstoppable.